Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth. Lead us who know you now by faith in your presence, to your presence, where we may see your glory face to face. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All of those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 72. Diane and I will read the psalm by half verse. Give the king your justice, O God.
And your righteousness to the king's son.
That he may rule your people righteously.
And the poor with justice.
That the mountains may bring prosperity to the people.
And the little hills bring righteousness.
He shall defend the needy among the people.
He shall rescue the poor and crush the oppressor.
He shall live as long as the sun and moon endure.
From one generation to another.
He shall come down like rain upon the mown field.
Like showers that water the earth.
In his time shall the righteousness flourish.
There shall be abundance of peace till the moon shall be no more.
The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall pay tribute.
And the kings of Arabia and Saba offer gifts.
All kings shall bow down before him.
And all the nations do him service.
For he shall deliver the poor who cries out in distress.
And the oppressed who has no helper.
He shall have pity on the lowly and poor.
He shall preserve the lives of the needy.
He shall redeem their lives from oppression and violence.
And dear shall their blood be in his sight.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you. And how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Jesus Christ through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Jesus Christ our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Gospel of the Lord. Confession time for the priest again. For weeks now, my daughter and I have been watching The Walking Dead, sometimes for hours at a time. Now, this is another practice I am specifically not recommending to anyone else. It's gross. It's a television adaptation of a graphic novel series. It's not highbrow. Yet, certain themes keep presenting themselves to me. There's a lot of fear, a lot of darkness, shortages of supplies, and not just toilet paper, many questions of trust, and alliances, and who's on whose side. It's pretty hard not to see some parallels in contemporary life, at least in that calendar year that just ended. Maybe I'm just trying to justify my almost secret pleasure, but I think I can see some pretty definite parallels in the event that we celebrate today, the Epiphany, from which our little parish takes its name. Not the dark stuff I've described, of course, in and of themselves, but that undeniable background of chaos, jealousies, rivalries, and political scheming. Here's Herod, always looking over his shoulder for fear of notice and concern on the part of the emperor. He checks out the story of the wise men looking for a Messiah. He eventually calls them into his office, saying that he also wants to pay homage to this newborn who's to become king of the Jews. It's that old story of enlisting one's enemies as unwitting undercover agents. And it looks like it's going to work when the wise men set off. But we must remember they are wise men. And it occurs to them in the end not to go back to Herod with a report of the Messiah's whereabouts. They even take a different road home from Bethlehem. Pretty smart as well as wise. Well, this is a story of innocence, manipulation, intrigue, hardship, and ultimate victory. They've been called wizards, magi, and kings, these wise men in Matthew's gospel. It's almost as if they are the leading men trying to not say star here because of the obvious pun. Well, the leading men of the story, but for one. As in most wonderful stories, something happens to them in the midst of it all, something that changes them and changes their plans. And, as it turns out, something that changes the world forever. The good news of this nativity or incarnation cycle culminates in the brief season of Epiphany, which begins with today's story of a star guiding these men through darkness, darkness of every kind, to the brilliant birth of God into our world. The Epiphany, that is, what is revealed by their journey and what they find at its end, is that this is not something, someone, only for the Jews in that time and place, but for all people everywhere throughout all time. The wise men are stand-ins for all of us. They symbolize the transformative presence of God's love for everyone in all places. Herod could do nothing to stop the intrusion of God's love into the world, nor has anyone else been able to do that, despite difficult times that have challenged our human capacity to see God in our midst. That baby was born in a far-flung place, whether the wise men had seen him or not. That is, God's presence was there before they arrived on the scene. God's love is always present, whether we can discern it or not. We are the inheritors, the heirs of both the wise men making their own discovery of God's love and of Jesus, who is that love incarnate. The prophet Isaiah said it hundreds of years earlier, "Arise, shine, lift up your eyes and look around." And he revealed to his people and to the wise men and to us, God revealed our mission, our God-given response. "Then you shall see and be radiant." That's our calling, to be radiant with God's love. May we allow God to guide us in becoming that radiant light more and more. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen. The prayers of the people are Form 6. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world.
For all who work for justice, freedom, and peace.
For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
Those who minister
to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop. Andy, Kay, Jeff, Hector, our bishops. For Michael, our priest. Jeannie, our missionary. And for all bishops and other ministers.
For all who serve God in his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, Christian, Bailey family, Dale, Bonnie and Ed, Cheryl, Bobby, Melissa, Betty, Degagare family, Caroline and Brian, James, Victoria, Carol, Judy, Merrill, Leslie, Molly, George, Jackie, Sid and his family, Alan, Sarah, Lynn, Ellie, Patrick, Shelley, June, Caitlin, Diane, Donna, women of the Hutto family facility, Kenyon, Jenny, Lindsay, Glenda, Tyler, Greg, Miranda, Roshonda, Carolyn, Charisse, Ann, Patty, David, Ed, Bob, Karen, Gail, RG, Robin, Carol, Tom, Fran. And with all those who serve in the military, we especially pray for Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Jonathan, Witt, and all in harm's way.
I invite your prayers, either silently or aloud at this time. We pray for Yulia, who requested prayers through our website, and others you may wish to remember now.
Thanksgiving for the birth of Molly McClay, who turns 15 tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thanksgiving for my granddaughters. Hear us, Lord,
for your mercy is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. Especially we pray in thanksgiving for Rufus Arrington, who's celebrating his birthday today, and Thomas Castillo, who was celebrated on the 5th. We will exalt you, O God, our King,
and praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. We pray especially for Luis Herrera, J.B. Hamilton, Jeremy Luzun, Randy Shelburne, Shuggy Props, Kathleen McGinnon, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for their families and friends, and for all who mourn. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them
who put their trust in you.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, and your compassion forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. And so uphold us by your Spirit that we may live and serve you in newness of life to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now I invite you all to unmute yourselves. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace with you, everybody.
Peace, everybody.
Peace, everybody.
Happy birthday, Rufus.
Peace to the Gonzales.
Yes. Happy birthday, Rufus.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
I'll have a drink of that.
There you go. All right. You can stay unmuted if you keep quiet.
Never mind.
That's not going to work. I'm going to mute you all for the blessing, and then we'll unmute again after that. May Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and peace, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.